Mic check.
I like to take men to the end for 2 milli. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, that's the audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back, came in and go out alone black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government tumor lay. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, was bad luck, a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cypher Punk, leave him left scraped, God forbid. If ain't no escape, blame him F-tape. Definition super villain, a killer who loved children. One who is well skilled in destruction as well as building. While Sydney Seller teaches the trife to be trifer. I'm trading science fiction with my man alive lifer. A Pied Piper, holler a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do a sting, ring around a white collar crime. Get out my face, asking about my case, steamed toothpaste. Professor Mint, monkey style, nigga to death of death. And dope fiends still in their teens. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between sissy pissy rappers is double dutch. How come I hold a microphone double clutch? COs make rounds, never have ox found. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say. Right up on my government tumor lay. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back to the essence. Read it off the tomb, either engraved or unmarked grave, who's to say? Pass the mic like pass the peas like they used to say. Some MFers don't like how Sally walk. I tell y'all fools is hella cool, her ladies from Cali talk. Never let it interfere with the Yeti ghetto slang. Nicknames off nipple and tip of nipples metal fang. Known amongst hoes for the bang bang. Known amongst foes for flow without no talking orangutans. Only gin and tang, guzzle out a rusty tin can. Me and this mic is like yin and yang. Clang, crime don't pay. Listen you, it's like me holding up the line at the kissing booth. I took her back to the truck, she was uncool. Spitting all out the sunroof, through her missing tooth. But then she has a sexy voice, sound like Jazzy Joyce. So I turned it up faster than a speeding knife. Strong enough to please a wife, able to drop today's math in the 48 keys of life. Cut the crap, far as rap. Touch the mic and get the same thing an A-Rab would do to you for stealing. What the devil, he's on another level. It's a word, no a name, MF the super villain. Doomsday.
I knew.
turn your lights on. If you snooze, you lose. You got to get what you want before it's too late. 'Cause so many eyes are set on the prize. You've been a slow-moving tide for too long. Watch speeding boats wave your way. But you can't let yourself down in this greedy race, where mine is theirs and theirs is theirs alone. Seat. Get your groove on, keep on moving, we're gonna make change. Turn your lights on, if you snooze, you lose. Get your mind right, no negativity. To your conscience, you'll find some relief. 'Cause love won't come until you believe. Get your groove on, keep on moving, we're gonna make change. Turn your lights on, if you snooze, you lose. Indoctrinated in the art of timidity, we refuse to bow down to inhumane illegality. We rebuke. Get your groove on, keep on moving, we're gonna make change. We're gonna make change. Turn your lights on, if you snooze, you lose. Snooze, you lose.
Sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expected present company. Just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company makes me want to stay.
Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM on our new slot every Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on our Facebook page at MTL Empower Hour. Available on TuneIn Radio as well as CKUT 90.3 FM's website. Today we are highlighting and playing our show from last week, which is the All Women Show, featuring myself, Miss Trish, Gina the Great, and Queen Kaya. So what you'll be listening to is our news and reviews from last week, praising women in the city, and more. But for now, I'm going to hand it over to Gina as she lets you know and about an exciting event that we have happening this Saturday, February 13th.
Yes, while we had a bit of recording difficulties last week, so that's why you guys are getting our show a little late, but it's still got some great content. And we also want to take this opportunity to advise everyone that this Saturday, February 13th at 11 a.m., the Black Coalition New Generation is meeting up at Place del Metro to gather and walk to City Hall in protest of the egregious actions committed against Mamadi Camara. Mamadi Camara was wrongfully arrested, held on January 28th, and held for 6 days, and then was acquitted on February 5th. So everyone come together as you can. This is going to be a short and sweet and poignant march. Dress warm, it is cold out there, it's winter, we get it, but it's all for a purpose and a reason. It's the short walk from Place Down to City Hall. We're gonna have some speakers, and we want City Hall and the city of Montreal to feel our presence. So please come out in droves in support of Mamadi Camara, who's really trying to get back on his feet, and you know, his family trying to get over this this incident. But you know, let's have our voice be heard.
Amen. So folks, sit back, relax, and enjoy our all-female Empower Hour.
Hi, I'm Ann-Louisa Carter, the VP Social for Black Students Network at McGill, and this is Black Talk. We have an exciting program for all those tuning in, but before we begin, I would like to shine a light on how far we, as a community, have come. These past 12 months have been a challenge, to say the least. I remember last year, at this time, the buzz about the coronavirus was just starting. I would see devastating footage from Wuhan on my social media. I, and most of us, never dreamed that it would make its way here. And yet, no doubt it did. And here we are, just shy of the year anniversary of when COVID-19 changed our lives. As the months went by, after the legendary day that was March 13th, 2020, we were front row seat to a revolution. It seemed as though everything was being uprooted, root and stem. Borders shutting down, schools closing, COVID ravaging its way through cities and countries, and all of us watching helpless, stuck within the confines of our home, unable to prevent it. I remember turning on the news and hearing statistics about the disproportionate death rates in lower-income Black communities. And, as a Black woman myself, it struck something deep within me, especially in light of the rumors that Black people were so-called immune to COVID-19. But the racial revolution was only beginning. The world needed to confront its history of anti-Blackness and racism. We had the Band-Aid ripped off with no care or caution for our comfort, and our eyes were forced to witness the brutality and deep hatred of our world. Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Regis Korchinski Paquette, and George Floyd, a murder that we all witnessed. The world erupted in anger everywhere, and it showed the collective outcry and rage truly can accomplish amazing things. But, of course, we witnessed the horrific backlash, the inhumanity of the police, the abuse of power in the name of keeping the so-called peace. Other notable things happened. We were granted some truly sensational headlines, but Donald Trump, with his debate against Biden and refusing to denounce white supremacy, really did stick out to me. And in an interview about America's failure to handle the pandemic, he simply responded with, It is what it is. Remember the racial disproportionality I mentioned earlier on? What a coincidence that is. And despite all this, look how far we have come. Despite the social unrest and uncertainty, the adjustment and isolation, you are here. Congratulations, you have done exceptionally well in spite of the circumstances. Let this podcast be a celebration of how far you have come. We have an exciting program for you today. First up, we have Jennifer Philogene and her podcast called Melon and Care at 12 p.m. Then we have Nydia G with her podcast Blackness and Trauma at 4 p.m. And then we have Emily Rose Nyonde and her podcast Blackness in the Media at 6 p.m. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
Use that medicine for that way to create communication between us and everything that the earth holds for us and gives to us. We use it when we harvest our medicines, and we use it to create that communication. So those are a few ways in which we use traditional medicines. There are thousands and thousands of traditional medicines, but I thought maybe, you know, a good way to start off was by using those four sacred medicines. And then those three different teas that we rely upon for help, to help us during these times. I would suggest if you're making cedar tea, that you only use the green leaves of that cedar plant and then boil them in water for no more than 8-9 minutes. And then take those plants out, that those stems from that tree, that green part, and put it back down to our earth, our mother, the earth. And then in that way, you can return to the earth what it gave you. And then you can also add a little bit of maple syrup. We're coming into that time when spring will be arriving, that time when that maple tree gives us its beautiful sap water that we in turn make into maple syrup. And that is another medicine that we incorporate into that making of cedar tea. And when we use bear root, I would suggest you only use about a quarter of a teaspoon of either chopped or ground bear root for 2 cups of water. And then you can have one of those cups in the morning to help you start off your day in a good way, with giving you lots of comfort for that anxiety that you may be feeling, and then maybe once again in the evening. And only do that no more than three, four times a week. And then as well as Labrador tea, steep those Labrador leaf tea leaves for at least 10 minutes and then drink that tea that comes out of there. And again, returning those leaves back to the earth from where they came from as a form of medicine. So these were just a few words that I wanted to share with you today to help you along this journey of COVID-19 and to help you have other resources that you may not have thought of before and that you can now incorporate into your everyday life to make yourself healthy, wealthy, and be full of that goodness that those medicines provide for us. So Miigwech for allowing me to come to you again today with these few words. And be well, be kind, and until we meet again, Boma Pi.
Take some time to reflect. Keep the candle lit as long as you need. Take care of yourselves and one another. Kananaskomtin, Woliwan, from Winter Bundle creators Mo Clark and Moon. We want to acknowledge the generous support of CKUT and all our contributors for making Winter Bundle Pipon Mama Whip Chikimeshke Kea possible.
we meet it. You might want to see. They say no, you'll see them fly.
Hello, everyone. My name is DJ Steph Belfort, and you're listening to Utopia's Paradise on CKUT 90.3. Your host, Tini Disciples, will be receiving once again DJ Timmy Richardson, that will play a special tribute to our beloved friend and DJ, Angel Moraes, that passed away a week ago. Since the news broke last Sunday, we really feel now that the underground house music scene of Montreal just lost its main pillar. We lost more than a DJ, a producer, and a promoter. We basically lost a member of our family, our best friend. He had a way of making feel everyone so important around him. His world-renowned status had barely any impact in the relationships he had. He was always kind, happy, passionate, funny, an amazing storyteller that was dedicated to his heart, his music, and the scene. And for one that knew him even more personally, let's not forget how amazing of a cook he was. He is behind the two best party spots of the last two decades in Montreal, Stereo and Love Sundays. Two unforgettable parties that were never and will never be matched. On my end, it gave me the opportunity to play alongside legendary DJs like Victor Simonelli, Terry Hunter, Jellybean Menendez, to name a few. And I barely knew him when those opportunities came around. We just connected, and I will be forever grateful of those opportunities. Angel, I miss you. We all do. The Montreal underground house music scene will never be the same. Thank you for everything you've done, or should I say, thanks for being you. We'll be right back.
give you a goodbye kiss.
Thank you.
Don't